What are the Rays up to? What are those Lightning doing? Where the fuck are the Bucks? And I don't fucking know what's doing, Stern. Hey, what's going on there, sports fans? And this is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second with a little bit of news tossed in there. We're going to fucking do this. I'm your host, Roy. If you hear some grumbling or anything, it's not the audio equipment or anything. I just went out, picked up some of them early fucking Black Friday deals, discounts, picked up myself an electric fucking Razor scooter. I've been zipping around the fucking parking lot for the past hour. Oh, you can tell it's going to be a good show. I'm excited. Took a little break the past week here. Went up to New Hampshire, saw some family. It was nice. And that brought a little cheer. You know, I brought some cheer with me for the Red Sox. Red Sox picked up fucking Hanley Ramirez from the Dodgers and Pablo Sandoval from my sweet, sweet San Francisco Giants. It was sad to see him go. I would have liked to see him stick around there. But the Sox have him now, which I can't complain about that. So let's get on to the Rays. Let's get back here. I got to get my mindset back to Tampa. So here we go. What are the Rays up to? What are they doing? Well, David Martinez, the bench coach who sat alongside Joey Madden there with the Rays in the dugout for 8 years, is he's leaving. I think he's a little upset. He was looked over for the managerial position there in Tampa and here in Tampa, and he's throwing it in. He won't be sticking around anymore. But good news is it looks like the Cubs are looking at him to pick him up. So he might be reunited, and it might feel so good to be back in the dugout with Joey Madden for him. So we wish him luck, or at least I do. Whatever. We got three guys on the seat there. We got Don Wakamatsu. It sounds Asian, but he's not. We got Kevin Cash and Raul Ibanez, the finalists to replace Joey Madden for the manager position for the Rays. So we'll see how that ends up. Who knows at this point? Who knows? So let's pop on over to Lightning and see how they've been doing. They dumped a few. They're still sitting behind Montreal. Montreal with 33 points in first place in the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division. Tampa with 30, and you got Detroit and Boston sitting back there with 27. So it's really close. And behind them, Toronto, Ottawa, 24. So it's looking real close. And Tampa needs to fucking get some distance because it's really close between the four teams there. Montreal, Tampa, Detroit, and Boston. Could change it at any point here, and I'm hoping Tampa. Let's get Boston up there. I like Boston. What can I say? But Tampa's got to have a little more defense on their side because it just doesn't seem to be working out. They've dropped their last three games, some big digits they're putting up against them. The defense needs to give the goalie a little help there. But currently they're playing the New York Rangers in Tampa, up 4-2 with about 10 minutes left in the third. So hopefully they can hang on to that. That'd be nice and give them a little bit of cushion. I'm getting a little closer to Montreal there. So why don't we pop on over to the Buccaneers here, who lost in Tampa against Chicago. It would have been nice for Lovey to have Chicago come into his house and lose. And they could have done that, but they fucked up. They fucked up. But this weekend, they see Cincinnati rolling in there. The Bengals coming in. Here's a little fact for you. Tampa Bay has not lost to Cincinnati in 25 years. 25 years, okay? So they need to keep that going to create its first seven-game winning streak. They need a winning streak against any opponent, and that could be Cincinnati. They haven't lost to them in 25 years. Of course, the past, 25 years, did they play them in their first two seasons? Because, Christ, if they could have beat them then, they can beat them now. They got a good offense. I like the way they're passing. Fuck the run game. Give up the fucking run game. If you couldn't run on the fucking goddamn fucking Chicago Bears, who can you run on? Cincinnati's weak in the run. Cincinnati's weak in the pass. And this is going to bring us to our Tampa Bay fantasy football stack. I'm going to give you the stack, who I'm stacking this weekend, and possibly for your Turkey Day. I'll give you a little Turkey Day stack there. Did you already go out? Are you sitting in line right now, listening on your fucking iTelephone with your little earbuds in your tent? Fucking waiting for them doorbusters, the doorbuster sales. Gotta get your dirty mitts on a fucking 35-inch screen TV. Do they even make 35-inch? Or is it just 32 and 36? Or do they skip 36 and go straight to 37? I don't fucking know. Go home. Go to bed. You don't fucking need it. Save your fucking money. This country's in the toilet. Why are you spending money on shit you don't need? Go to bed. Go to bed. Rest up. Watch the Bucks game Sunday. Here we go. Okay, your Bucks stack. Bucks against Cincinnati in Tampa Bay. I'm putting Josh McCown in, obviously. Mike Evans, receiver. I'm rolling the dice here in the Tampa Bay Bucks defense. We saw what fucking Dalton can do against a decent defense, and he is garbage. And also, I'm rolling the dice again. Really, it's one of them fucking really big dice that those nerds play with. You roll it, and there's like 8,000 sides to it, and only one of those sides shows Dougie Martin's face, and that's what I'm hoping it'll land on. I'm hoping he can punch something in real early. Let's keep on the ground. I'm going with Doug Martin. There's my stack. Josh McCown, Dougie Martin, Mike Evans, Tampa Bay Bucks defense. I'm going to kick it over to the next running back here. Alfred Morris against Washington against Indiana. They got kind of a weak defense. They rely on the offense to put up points in the defense just to keep them enough behind so they can win. So we got Alfred Morris. Colt McCoy's coming in for the now pulled Robert Griffin Jr., the third. Is it the third? RG3? Robert Griffin? I don't know. So I'm thinking Colt McCoy is going to be dumping it off to Alfie a bunch. Next, I'm going for Keenan Allen, who was on the field for 100% of the offensive snaps for San Diego. They're going into Baltimore, which should be a pretty high-scoring game. So I'm hoping he gets a lot of looks. Another Washington player, DeSean Jackson. He can stretch the field. Indiana's defense, not good on the deep ball. What you're hearing now is me acting like I know what I'm talking about. Next, I'm going with Greg Olsen. Carolina needs a win here. It's wide open. That fucking division is wide open. The sad thing is, in that division, you got Atlanta and New Orleans sitting at 4-7. Atlanta, 4-7, top. Number one in that fucking division. Then you got Carolina at 3-7, Bucks 2-9. A 2-9 team should not have a chance, should not be still in the running for a fucking playoff spot. They should not. So I feel like the Carolina Panthers are going to be coming out looking to win. Cam Newton's going to be looking, dumping it off. That's why I'm going with Greg Olsen. And then my kicker, I'm going with Graham Gano. For that, I just needed to get down the field, get stalled a bit. If Greg Olsen can't get him in the end zone. That old Graham boy, old fucking Toasty Grahams, kick one in for me. Give me some points. That's all I need for those. So QB, Josh McCown, two running backs, Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, wide receivers, Mikey Evans, Keenan Allen, DeSean Jackson, tight end, Greg Olsen, kicker, Graham Gano, defense, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Stack that. Stack that. Gonna make some money, folks. Let me do a quick Turkey Day stack here for you, for those six teams that are going on. This isn't gonna matter anything, you know, because you're not gonna hear it till Friday. But who cares? I'm setting you up. QB Mark Sanchez, running backs Joik Bell, Marshawn Lynch, wide receivers Calvin Johnson, Brandon Marshall, Jordan Matthews, tight end Jason Witten, flex Darren Sproles, defense Lions. This is on DraftKings, by the way. So let me finish this up by saying, Lions over the Bears, Cowboys over the Eagles, 49ers over the Seahawks. That's what's going to happen Thursday. I called it. If I did it, I can see into the future. If I didn't, I was off this week. But what can you do? I think that's the way it's going to go. And this weekend, you want to watch the Bucs against Cincinnati at 1. And at 4 o'clock, game of the week, game of the season as far as I'm concerned at this point, New England Patriots against the Green Bay Packers. That's where it's going to be. Those two best teams in the NFL at this point, offense, defense, just both teams playing extraordinarily well. And this could possibly be a look into the future and what we're going to see in February in the Super Bowl. So you guys take it easy. Have a good Thanksgiving. Safe. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. Watch football. Go Tampa Bay. Let's keep it going, Stonk.